Welcome to episode
23,
the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast with your host Ochilax and Kinopa.
Ochilax?
Yeah, Ochilax. It's, you know, the opposite of Schlichto, like Kinopa is the opposite of Hoponic.
But you can't do that. It's my nickname.
Well, now it's my nickname.
That's dumb. Your nickname should just be...
Schlichto. Doc popular. Yo, wiki. Yo, wiki.
That's right. You are listening to another fantastic episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, the only podcast that tells you in advance how good the episode is going to be. Dr. Popular is out on assignment tonight, and filling in for him is Mr. Ed Hoponic. How you doing, Ed?
Hep. I'm doing well. How's it going, Josh?
It's so fantastic.
Huzzah.
So, did you have a good weekend?
I had a stellar weekend. Among other things, I watched the new Spider-Man 3 on the big screen, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw, I don't know exactly, like, what showtimes are normally busy, but I went to the last show of the night on Saturday night, and the theater was packed. And it was one of those ultra-screen theaters that's just freaking enormous, and it was
That's
packed.
Hilarious. I had the exact opposite experience. I went to see the 9 o'clock show on Saturday night, and it was me and, like, four of my closest frat guy friends. It was crazy. Nobody was in the theater. And to make matters even more entertaining, the entire screen half the screen went blue during the big Sandman fight in the middle for about 7 minutes.
Oh no!
It went blue.
Yeah.
So they fixed it and they had to restart the whole thing. But man, we were cheesed, and there was no free popcorn, no talk of free passes. It was not cool.
What if that theater was packed? That would have been completely different.
Yeah, the frat guys were freaking out, ready to fight, and they didn't even listen.
Oh man, that's ridiculous. I'd write a letter.
Yeah, they're not the type to respond to letters. This is not the best movie house that you can attend in town. Hence the poorly attended screening.
All right. So what did you think of the movie?
I really dug the movie. I'm a kind of a old schoolish type comic book nerd. I haven't read comic books in probably, six or 7 years. But, before that I was really heavily into them, and I loved Spider-Man Venom series with Jim Lee back then. And, I still thought this was pretty good.
Yeah. The movie's getting a lot of hate. From everybody, from the critics, from the fans, they're comparing it to Batman and Robin. What do you think about that?
That's rough. And I kind of agree that you could compare it to what was the third one? Was it Batman Forever? What was the one with Two-Face and the Joker? No, Two-Face and the Riddler.
That was Batman Forever.
Having the two villains, both of whom were so big a part of the act, it got a little confusing. I wouldn't say Batman and Robin, though. Mm-hmm. There were too many butt shots in Batman and Robin. So.
I generally enjoyed the movie, though. I thought it was fun. There was a lot of stuff that had they asked me, I would have changed. but they didn't ask me.
What's up with that?
So now we're... Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd make a damn good movie consultant if they just made the movie and then showed it to me, and then I could tell them what sucks about it and what they should change to make it better.
Emo Spider-Man, for one.
Emo Spider-Man was pretty funny, but the funniest part was definitely the jazz scene.
Yes, the jazz scene was way over the top.
I mean, that was just right out of Anchorman.
Yeah, it was just crazy. They did that in the last one, too. They had an interlude of just zaniness, and I remembered that, and I kind of liked it. But it's
very Sam Raimi.
Yeah. The whole Venom talking really got to me. I did not like the way they had Venom kind of his face changing and then he was the normal guy again, kind of, you know, taunting Spider-Man. Then his, you know, Venom head went back on. I wasn't into that. But, you know, what you gonna do?
I've heard that from a few people. It didn't really bother me while I was watching the movie, mm-hmm. so, you know, there's that.
You know, I compare all movies now to Star Wars Episode 3 because my 4-year-old daughter is obsessed with all the new school Star Wars movies. And some people might say that that's not the best choice for a 4-year-old daughter. Maybe they're right. But in any case, Star Wars Episode 3 was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen. And so Spider-Man 3 looked pretty darn good comparatively.
Sure. I think Star Wars 3 was definitely the best of those three movies.
Well, that may be. But, I mean, you know, what's the company that you're judging?
But that's the one you blame because that's the one where you hope to get a payoff. You hope that this movie will make everything right. But when it doesn't, like, it takes the entire force of your anger, you know?
Yes, indeed. No, it definitely took some of the leftover ire from episode one. You know, I was still mad at Jar Jar. You know, I don't believe they did that.
Yeah.
But
God, you know, that's just another whole nother thing. Stupid George Lucas.
Oh, we shouldn't even go there. Spider-Man 3.
Just hire a director, hire a writer, and make something good.
Yeah, that really was uncalled for. Didn't need to do that.
All right. Yeah, it's really, really depressing. But do you know what time it is now?
What time is it now, Josh?
It is time for the podcasting sensation that is sweeping the nation. That's right. It's time for Name That
Yo-Yo. That's my favorite game.
That's right. All right, so you know how this works?
Of course I know. I'm now, like, well-versed in all the different yo-yo sounds because I listen every stupid week. So now, like, you can play anything for me. And I can immediately sense it. So, no, I'm set to go now, Josh.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and throw a yo-yo, and I'll hold it up to the microphone, and Ed will try and guess what yo-yo it is. And when he doesn't get it, I'm going to give him a clue.
I'm ready.
All right. So here goes.
I've got it, dog.
All right. Do you hear that? Okay, what do you think?
You know what that sounds like to me, though? That sounds like Delrin. I'm going with the milk, champ. That's the milk.
That is not a milk. That's like the fourth time the milk has been guessed on my throws and over the past.
But at some point, it's going to be right because you love the milk, Josh.
I do love the milk. That is exactly right.
It occurred to me today. Have you seen the old Far Side cartoon that had the club for people who didn't like Dances with Wolves, and it's like three guys like sitting in a big convention center saying, and that Buffalo scene was totally fake. That's the club. That's the club for people who don't like the milk. It's the same deal.
It's true. I've not seen one single review saying that anything remotely bad about it.
The milk's kind of mediocre, you know. It's all right. Meh. The milk. Meh. No, that doesn't happen. Okay, so that wasn't it. Give me my clue.
All right. Well, I'll tell you. First off, it's not Delrin. Second off, this yo-yo revolutionized yo-yo playing in the year 2000.
In the year 2000. I can't even remember what came out in the year 2000. Revolutionized. So I should really know this. I'm going to go with the Rev G.
No, I don't even know. You're way off. Revolutionized.
Well, you know, I thought you were playing on words with the Rev. And by the way, was the Rev G even out in 2000, or was that later?
This seems like 2000.
All right.
Yeah.
That was...
The yo-yo was the freehand.
Oh, well, duh. Well, I thought you meant more like, you know, play on words. But I should have gotten that one. Especially with all my weight training. Well, why have I listened to the Wiki podcast if it's not going to result in, you know, lots of free whatever from winning that stupid guy? Okay, I'm ready for mine now. I'm going to get you back. Okay, this
I'd like to see it try.
Try this on, buddy. All right, get ready. You ready to listen? This is a screamer. She's a screamer. You got that?
Yeah.
Nice long spin. Nice tight bind. Go ahead, give it a guess.
You know what that is? That is an H-spin Envy.
That's a pretty fair guess, but it's totally wrong, though. But it's right in that it is a yo-yo. That's all I got for you, though. Nope. I will give you a clue, though. This yo-yo that I just threw bears reference and the moniker of our fallen hero, who could not be here tonight, who, in fact, I am so sadly replacing right now. That limited.
I'm limited. Wow.
Who am I replacing?
Well, I get that. I mean, it limits it down to only a few yo-yos.
What does it sound like?
Yeah.
He's actually put out quite a few different yo-yos, so it's kind of tricky.
Yeah. One from every company that could sound like anything, you know? I'm gonna say it was a super scientist.
Oh, that's a good call. I would like to throw a super scientist, but I don't have one. Sadly, this is...
The super scientist wasn't limited, right. So I knew that wasn't the correct answer. Can I do a follow-up?
You can, and when I say limited, I guess I should say really that I don't even know how limited it is. But it's, you know, that there are a limited number of them in that this was a sub-release of a already popular release in the yo-yo world.
Jeez. Are you sure it's not a super scientist?
It's not a super scientist.
Okay, well, then I'm going to have to say it is not a hesitator
either, which is another good guess. I saw your new hesitators online, and I wish I could have them. This is the Doc Pop version of the popular Buzz-On Element X with the lovely blue marble finish.
You've got a blue marble finish? I've got a red marble finish.
You have the black rims? Oh, okay.
I don't.
I have the silver rims. I thought all the red ones came with the black rims.
No, mine have silver rims.
I have the blue marble finish, but it's pretty. Yeah, so that's...
All right.
I'm just trying to rep for Doc. RIP, buddy.
There you go.
Where is Doc, by the way?
Well, he is working on a gig for something called the Vlog Deathmatch, and you can check it out at vlogdeathmatch.blogspot.com.
That's scary.
I don't really know what it is, but I think it's a bunch of vloggers just kind of throwing down their best diss video. And he's working with Arena Slutsky again from Geek Entertainment TV. Did you ever see the Boobs in a Box video that they made?
I was very fond of Boobs in a Box.
Yeah, so that's the same person who's doing this Vlog Deathmatch with Doc. And if you check out vlogdeathmatch.blogspot.com, you can see their sort of promo video for this, and it's pretty badass.
They look
extremely
tough. They are strutting. They Doc with the boombox on the shoulder. Man, I would cross the street and walk the other way around them. You know, I certainly wouldn't go up to them and kind of hassle them at all. No, they're tough.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably
pretty
leave
much.
Town.
I'd probably move. Yeah. That would be a there goes the neighborhood kind of moment. No, actually,
exactly.
It really would.
He's working on the full length video of that tonight. So unfortunately, he was not able to join us.
Be careful, though. You got to hope that nobody gets capped over something like that. That sounds Vlog Deathmatch sounds like you got some pretty serious vloggers there. That it could go the way of Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah, vloggers are mean people too. They're
bitter
just on fire.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Very. That's why they vlog. But we do have a very special guest besides you, Ed, that we'll try and get on here.
Hello.
Hello, is Mr. Boxtor there?
Yes, he is.
Excellent. This is Josh Parker, and I'm on the line here with Ed Haponik, and we're doing the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
Oh, so it's you bunch of nobodies that are kind of like Yo-Yo Radio, but not.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. We are, in fact, better than Yo-Yo Radio.
Oh, I haven't actually listened to your program yet.
Oh, we're way better.
I see. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to Yo-Yo Radio?
On occasion. Sometimes they put me
Have you
it.
Noticed how it kind of sucks?
They're a bunch of squares. We're calling them out right now.
Mm-hmm. They can't. It's been a month since they've done anything seriously. Like every week, it's like Joe Mitchell is like. Hey,
well, that's because
what
Joe
today.
Mitchell actually has a life.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
He's coaching
all right,
Little
Boxy.
League. Come on.
Yeah, and those little kids need, you know, at least someone to say. Don't do that and not crowd around the ball and something. Someone needs to buy the oranges.
Oh.
That's true.
Oh, so he's doing something very important. So the reason we wanted to talk to you is about this whole Northeast regional thing, which I guess happened this past weekend.
Yep.
You were there?
Very much so.
As I understand,
so where was that?
It, you're now the greatest or second. Hello.
I am the second place finisher in my region for 2A. That means I am now one of the best 2A players in the nation.
Like that's
Who
real hard.
Who expected that? That's great stuff.
Yeah, you try and get a 0.7 score in a freestyle, and then we can talk.
I was at one point the fifth place Midwest Regionals two-way champion.
Yeah, and second is a lot higher than fifth.
Well, that's
I may
that's
have
true.
To have a.
I got a solid zero, which is officially qualifies me for Team Zero.
Yeah, and Team Zero is a bunch of sissies. I'm a member of Team 10th. And next year I will be attempting to join Team 100th place.
That's a very difficult niche.
Best of luck with that. So how was the contest? Tell us about it.
It was held in a middle school in Northampton, Massachusetts. Which
okay.
fits because a lot of the kids there were, you know, school age. I'm just glad that AJ wasn't there. Might have been problems.
Zang.
Yes, we like Yo-Yo Radio zings. That's good.
It was a lot like Massachusetts State, except John Robb was there and Jay Pollock wasn't.
Okay. Well, that's sounds like a pretty good assessment of the situation. And if it's the turnout that lands you in second place for double A, then
that's high quality.
So be it. Anything else you want to talk about here, Boxstar?
I'm really not. What's it called? Able to think.
Sober?
Yeah, that's the word. So I'm more adept at answering questions than coming up with some sort of banter on my own.
Oh, let's come up with some questions.
Ooh.
Boxstar answers 18 questions. What did you think of Spider-Man 3?
I'm not that into Pokemon.
Touche.
What did you think of Pokemon the movie?
I'm not that into Spider-Man.
All right.
Bostor, are there any new yo-yos out on the horizon that you're looking forward to?
Well, at NER, they recently released the Chaos, which is Eric Kowalski's new signature yo-yo. Ignore the fact that he didn't use one on stage at NER, but, you know...
Did he use a Black Knight?
So to get used to it. I think he used the Hitman, but, you know, he could... You know, still beat everyone there with a stick on the string.
Ouch.
Because he's Eric Kowalski.
I really wanted to call that yo-yo the Koss, because, you know, it's not really clear that it's K-Oss.
And it's not really an off-string yo-yo, is it?
It's basically a Dark Magic, but smaller, and the rims are made out of HG. So,
no.
It depends on what your definition of an off-string yo-yo is. You know, many people...
Well, when I think of an off-string yo-yo, I generally think of something more like an Aquarius with rubber. And,
well, that's because you're sissy and you need a big gap to hit string tricks.
Oh, that's true. No argument.
Like Kazuaki and Shane Karen use Dark Magics and Duncan Freehand Zeros all the time.
I would just hurt myself.
Yeah, well, I would probably hurt
What did
others.
You use, Box, in your 2A?
That's a funny thing, actually. No one but Ryan Lai decided to bring Raiders to the event, and so everyone just used his yo-yos.
That's hilarious.
I guess
he only brought up one pair, so he bought a couple sets there to mod and then fixed it. A couple minutes before you actually had to go on stage.
That's why he won, because he knew his own stuff, right? And then, you know, that gave him the advantage over you.
Well, if you figure it out, he got 100 points, and I got 0.7, and I don't want to figure out the math on that right now, but I definitely approximate that he's at least 150 times better than me at 2A, so I would say that's
something
I would
have. Yeah.
Excellent. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think about this Drew Tate's kid getting on Team Duncan?
Why shouldn't he be on Duncan?
I don't know.
It just seemed like hijinks. It just seemed like,
you
know, again, there go to neighborhood.
He's definitely a amazing player. I mean, he does.
Well, that's true.
3A, and he messes up yo-yos and calls it art, but he helps out little kids and makes all those fun, informative 3A guys. I definitely think he's responsible for a majority of all the 3A players who are starting out. Ignore the fact that most of the 3A players starting out are just copying Shima's tricks, but you know, he's definitely a big help to the yo-yo community, and he is very pretty.
Look at you throwing
What's
out all the love
that?
To Drew Tate's.
Well, he's blowing me right now, so I just figured I'd get him like that.
Lost our iTunes clean
compliment.
Tag.
All right, and on that note, we're going to go ahead and let you go
all
here.
All right.
It was
Enjoy
good to talk to you.
He's not very good at it.
All right, talk to you later, bro.
I'm going
to
go out and call it, though, Josh. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Drew Tate's is the most positive young force in the yo-yo community today. That's why he belongs on Duncan.
I think that's pretty much true. I think I might say that Drew Tate's is the most positive force on Team Duncan.
Oh.
Well, they've also got Takeshi, don't they?
They're going to have, like, a positive feud. They're gonna start, like, taking each other's houses and stuff because, you know, one is just more positive than the other.
so much positive force is going to radiate out of the two of them that maybe other people on Team Duncan can be a little bit nicer sometimes. All right. So I also wanted to talk about this thread on El Yo-Yo Nation-O.
Such a popular Nation-O.
Yeah, the popular yo-yoing website, yoyonation.com/talk.
Which thread, as there are many?
The favorite yo-yo company.
Ah, yes.
Now, this really struck a chord with me, because people saying, I don't know, just the other stuff, My favorite one is that somebody's arguing right now for Diffio, but it's a poll, and nobody has voted for Diffio.
But if
enough.
I may, Diffio was a late entry into the poll. Yeah,
in fact,
because I, you know, am right on the ball with these things, and because you and I share, you know, half a brain, in my first post on that thread, I did ask about the conspicuous absence of Diffio. So I was right there repping for you there, Josh. And yeah, nobody's voted for them, though.
I don't think Diffio is the best yo-yo company. But you said Antio. What was your reason
Mostly
for saying that?
Mostly pretty colors and really nice guys. No, seriously, I have a bunch of Antios and love them, and I actually haven't played, you know, a crappy one. I've played a Flux that you know had a little bit of vibration, but I mean, you know, it still was a lot of fun to play. You know, I noted that Spunk, you know, counts for a lot with me, and you know, I like you know, Antio really kind of runs their company with a lot of style, and pretty much every release that comes out, it's not just a matter of you know pre-release hype. It's also a matter of kind of the way they present it. You know, Sonny's like, you know, a great photographer. You know, both Sonny and Key are great. You know, just kind of, you know, out there and say what they think. And I really, that counts a lot. You know, a lot for me. The other companies on there are great as well.
Okay.
But you know, I just had to pick one, so that's the one I picked.
Yeah, yeah. See, I said Yo-Yo Factory. Because I think that they're making consistently solid releases right out of the box, and if they have a problem, they mm-hmm. they make it right, you know, quickly. Anti-Yo has always kind of bugged me because it seems like at least 50% of the yo-yos have a wobble and need modification right out of the
yeah.
box.
You know,
and it's not too much trouble to fix that.
No, you,
but
you
still.
Shouldn't have to fix, you know, the expensive yo-yos you get. That's for sure. I haven't had to either. You know, none of the anti-yos I've got or
yeah.
played have given me any trouble at all. So I mean, that's one reason why it's easy for me to
right.
vote for them. You know, if you bought three
right.
anti-yos and you know they all needed some kind of tweaking, then you wouldn't vote for them. But at the same time,
right.
You know, the wobble issue, I think. You know, not that you shouldn't have high standards, but I think a lot of yo-yoers today, you know, throw a yo-yo down and, you know, it's not necessarily a pronounced wobble so much as it is some, you know, tactile vibration, you know, that they choose not to ignore or play through. Not that doesn't
right.
happen. You know, if you throw, you know, a lot of the you know, I saw this Envy video, the other day on YouTube where the thing is just like, you know, shaking like a leaf, you know, and I mean, that's one thing. But, you know, a lot of yo-yos, you know, play just fine, and, you know, you can choose to ignore or blend with vibration on some level. There was a good
right.
thread on that a couple weeks ago about whether you liked a yo-yo that was perfectly smooth or whether you liked a little bit of vibration, just, you know, kind of, you know, as a reference point to kind of feel it, you know, on the string.
Yeah, and that's such an interesting concept because I'd never considered it before I saw that thread on yoyoing.com. I guess other forums have discussed it, but I haven't seen those discussions. I've always really liked a perfectly dead smooth yo-yo. but I'm not a competitive player, player. So,
and again, I like pretty colors. So,
right.
So you selected Yo-Yo Factory. Yeah.
I love Yo-Yo Factory. Just all of their releases are consistently good. And I love the fact that they've got a product line that includes a couple beginner level yo-yos. The Precedent is by far one of my favorite beginner level yo-yos. Just hands down.
Oh yeah, I have 9 of those for part of my yo-yo class. And the kids are funny because they generally prefer the Fast 201 to the Precedent. I think because the quality of the bearing is a little higher with the 201, but I very much prefer the Precedent.
I think it's because it's louder.
It's much louder. But I do prefer the Precedent. And I think you're right about Yo-Yo Factory. You know, they put out such incredibly consistent stuff. And that new 888 looks unbelievable.
I love the fact that they're adopting the silicone response system. I've been touting the silicone response system for years.
Yeah,
saying
yeah,
how fantastic it is. Well, maybe not year, maybe like a year and a half.
I would like to note also on a slightly related subject, although I can't claim them as my favorite yo-yo company because they've only put out one yo-yo. Throwdown has some ambitious plans for their next release. Which I'm very excited about. I can't, don't have the information to divulge much about that. But
sign an NDA?
No. Are you kidding?
Is that true?
No.
Oh,
I just want my free.
You know, how difficult would it be to put together an NDA?
Proto the test. No, no way. not really.
So you don't want to piss him off.
That's what I was saying. He's a really nice guy too. If he had put out more than one yo-yo already, Nate is the best. You know, he's a good guy. That's my shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, Nate is a good guy. I look forward to a future release from him. Does he plan on doing more? Another run of the?
As I understand, whatchamacallit? The Luchador is being. Re-released in blue and gray again, but it's going to have the head or the mask on both sides instead of just one. And then they're going to do a raw metal version release of the Luchador too. That's what I understand. Satisfy those people who like the raw metal finish. Yeah.
All right. I have not tried that finished product. Hopefully, I'll get to try one this weekend at Illinois
totally.
States.
It's a beast.
By the way, if anybody's listening and they live in Minnesota and want to ride to Illinois States, so far my car is empty, which is really weird.
You can swing by and pick me up. 19 hours out of your way.
That's right. You've got a contest.
I do.
Couple
I'm
months here,
getting
right?
a little bit stressed out about North Carolina States, which will be June 16th. I want to make sure that I have all my ducks in a row for that, and I think I do. But it's my first contest that I'm putting on, so we want to make it a nice one.
All right. Where can people go to find out more information?
They can go
about that
to
contest?
Our Easily Amused website, which is. www.easily-amused.org, and then go down to the Raleigh-Durham chapter page, and that will have the info.
Oh, neat. I didn't know you'd put stuff up there.
That's our home base. So it should be a lot of fun. We have some great people coming. Jack from Duncan has committed. Pat and Yo-Yo Nation are going to be there, and we'll have some...
Some
nice draws, to satisfy those people who can't or stoically won't go out to Iowa States, which is the same weekend.
Yeah.
That crafty Seth Peterson.
Wow. that's awesome. So, how's the college
for
these
amusement
out there?
We have 6 or 8 really consistent people who come by as often as they can. And then we've got you know, however many, you know, hanger-on type groupies who, you know, just come to kind of stare at our legs while we yo-yo. But it's, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we, you know, we go to this great Caribou Coffee that has the greatest freezy drinks on the planet. So, you know, it's funny because, you know, every time we go there, we spend like, you know, $370 in freezy drinks, which of course is manly, nice. As all get out, only next to yo-yoing. You know, it's second only to yo-yoing and manliness. Whipped cream? Oh yes, please.
Please, as much as you can put on. So are you guys meeting regularly?
Once a month. You know, we were going twice a month for a while, but we've kind of scaled it back lately. You know, it seems like, you know, every Sunday has got something, you know, coming up. But once a month is what we count on. You know, I would like to make it, you know, twice a month, but I'm not sure if we'll get back into that anytime soon. We'll see.
All right. Well, I think that does it for this episode. What do you think, Ed?
We pretty much, you know, pretty much rocked this episode. I mean, you know, I can't compete with Doc. You know, I mean, you know, next week I'll be listening and, you know, kind of shaming myself in the bathroom. But, yeah, I think we did okay.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Ed, of course, can be read on any of the popular web forums as Kinopa. Thanks for coming on the show, Ed. And we'll see you next week. Until then, keep editing.